Genesis chapter 41. And it came to pass, after 2 years' time, that Pharaoh had a dream, and there he was, standing at the river. And what he saw was 7 cows coming up out of the river, of fine appearance, and with healthy flesh, and they grazed on the reeds. And he then saw 7 other cows coming up out of the river after them, of bad appearance and lean in flesh, and they stood alongside the other cows on the bank of the river. Then the cows of bad appearance and lean in flesh ate the 7 cows which were of fine appearance and healthy. Then Pharaoh awoke. Then he fell asleep and dreamt a second time, and what he saw was 7 ears of corn coming up on one stalk, healthy and good. Then what he saw was 7 lean ears of corn, which were blighted by the east wind, growing up after them. And the lean ears of corn swallowed up the 7 healthy and full ears of corn. Then Pharaoh awoke and realized that it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was disturbed, and he sent for and called all the sacred scribes of Egypt, and all its wise men. And Pharaoh related his dreams to them, but there was no interpreter of them to Pharaoh. Then the head butler spoke with Pharaoh and said, I do call to remembrance my sins today. Pharaoh became angry with his servants, and he put me under guard in the house of the head executioner, me and the head baker. And we had a dream one night, I and he. Each of us dreamt according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was with us there a Hebrew youth, a servant of the head executioner, and we told him our dreams, and he interpreted them for us. He gave the interpretation of each one's dream. And it came to pass, after he had interpreted for us, that so it came about. Pharaoh restored me to my office, but he hanged the head baker. Then Pharaoh sent for and called for Joseph, and he whisked him out of the pit. Then he shaved himself and changed his clothes, and he went to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it, and I have heard about you, that you know how to interpret a dream. Then Joseph answered Pharaoh and said, It is outside my competence. God will answer Pharaoh with peace. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, In my dream, there I was, standing on the bank of the river. And what I saw was 7 cows coming up out of the river, with healthy flesh and of fine appearance, and they grazed on the reeds. Then what I saw was 7 other cows coming up after them, weak and of very bad appearance and lean in flesh. I have never seen anything like them in the whole land of Egypt for badness. Then the lean and bad cows ate the 7 former and healthy cows. And they went inside them, but it could not be perceived that they had gone inside them, and their appearance was as bad as it was at first. Then I awoke. And I saw in my dream that there were 7 ears of corn coming up on one stalk, full and good. Then what I saw was 7 hard and lean ears of corn, which were blighted by the east wind, growing up after them. And the lean ears of corn ate the 7 good ears of corn. And I told it to the sacred scribes, but there was no one who could explain it to me. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, Pharaoh's dream is a unity. God has told Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cows are 7 years, and the 7 good ears of corn are 7 years. The dream is a unity. The 7 lean and bad cows coming up after them are 7 years, and the 7 lean ears of corn which were blighted by the east wind will be 7 years of famine. This is the account which I have spoken to Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he has shown Pharaoh. Behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming in the whole land of Egypt. Then 7 years of famine will arise after them, and all the abundance will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will waste away the land. And the abundance will not be felt in the land on account of that famine afterwards, for it will be very severe. And as for the dream being repeated to Pharaoh, with him dreaming twice, That is because the matter is fixed with God, and God is making haste to carry it out. So now let Pharaoh discern a wise and prudent man, and appoint him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and appoint overseers over the land, and take a fifth of the yield of the land in the 7 years of abundance. And let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming, and store corn under Pharaoh's administration, food in the cities, and guard it. And the food will be a stockpile for the land, for the 7 years of famine, which will take place in the land of Egypt, so that the land is not cut down in the famine. And the procedure was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can anyone else like this be found, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Consequent to God making all this known to you, there cannot be a prudent and wise man like you. You will be over my house, and at your behest the whole of my people will be regulated. Only in the throne will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have appointed you over the whole land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and he clothed him in garments of fine linen, and he put a golden chain round his neck. And he had him ride in his second chariot, and they cried out before him, "Bow the knee." And he appointed him over the whole land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man in the whole land of Egypt will lift his hand or his foot." And Pharaoh called Joseph Zaphnath-Paneah, and he gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, as a wife. And Joseph went out over the land of Egypt. Now Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from Pharaoh's presence and passed through the whole land of Egypt. And the land yielded produce by handfuls in the 7 years of abundance. And he gathered all the food of the 7 years which elapsed in the land of Egypt, and he put food in the cities. He put the food of the city fields, which were around it, inside the city itself. And Joseph stored corn like the sand of the sea, a very large amount, until he stopped counting, for there was no counting it. And before the years of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph, sons whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, bore to him. And Joseph called the first one Manasseh, for, he said, "God has caused me to forget all my sorrow and the whole household of my father." And he called the second one Ephraim, for, he said, "God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction." Then the 7 years of abundance which came to pass in the land of Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine started to come, as Joseph had said. And there was famine in all the lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was hungry, the people cried out to Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh said to the whole of Egypt, "Go to Joseph and do what he tells you." And the famine came over the whole face of the land, and Joseph opened up everything in it, and he sold it to Egypt. And the famine became severe in the land of Egypt, and the whole continent came to Egypt, to Joseph, to buy grain, for the famine was severe in the whole continent.